弟兄姊妹早上好，这打开了。好，我们先读几处圣经。
Let's read a few scriptures.
我们先读那个约翰福音十二章二十到三十三节。
Let's read John chapter 12, verse 20 to
33. 约翰十二章二十到三十三节。
John chapter 12, verse 20 to 33.
约翰福音十二章二十到三十三节。好，那个。我们弟兄打出来，我们那个一起来念，这样的话印象比较深刻一点。那时上来过节礼拜的人中有几个希律人，他们来见加利利伯赛大的费利，求他说，先生，我们愿意见耶稣。费利去告诉安德烈，安德烈从费利去告诉耶稣，耶稣说，人子得荣耀的时候到了，我实实在在地告诉你们，一粒麦子落在地里死了仍旧是一粒，若是死了就结许多子粒来，爱惜自己生命的就丧失生命，在这世上恨恶自己生命的就要保守生命到永生，若有人服侍我就当跟从我，我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。现在心里忧愁，我说什么好呢？父啊，救我脱离这时候，但我原是为这时候来的。父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。当时就有声音从天上来说，我已经荣耀了我的名，还要再荣耀。站在旁边的众人听见，就说打雷了，还有人说有天使对他说话。耶稣说，这声音不是我，现在这世界的王要被赶出去，我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人归主。耶稣原始子说他自己将要怎样子 说的。好，我们把这句话在仰望主的手中。
Let's have a little prayer.
主，我们现在把这句话仰望给你。
Lord, we look up to you about this words.
记着你自己所说过的话，你再向我们说话。
You speak to us again.
哦，愿我们是早晨这句话在我们心中扎下生根。
May these words takes its root in our hearts.
就让我们实在是照着你自己话语光来行在你自己的旨意当中。
So we can walk in your will by your words.
愿早晨你借着这段话再向我们每一颗心讲话。
May you speak to each one of us by these words this morning.
好让你自己的话语的真实成为我们生命的真实。
So let the truth of your word become the truth of our life.
主，我愿意你甚高高油膏我们讲的、听的跟翻的。
May you anoint us who speaks, who interprets, and who listen.
让我们同在同一个膏油当中，来跟明白你自己的话。
So we can understand your words in the same oil.
奉靠主耶稣圣名。
In Jesus' name.
我们。所以我们要继续我给大家这最近一段时间所交通的神的福音这个题目。
I wanted to continue a fellowship with the brothers and sisters about the gospel of God.
我们还要这个题目还要坚持很长一段时间。
There's a long way to go.
若是主回来迟延的话。
If the Lord does not return.
这个题目从哪儿来呢？从罗马书第一章第一节到第三节出来的。
Where does this topic come from? It's it comes from Rome chapter
1
verse 1 to 3.
Yeah. 那个地方讲到保罗去传神的福音。
It talks about when Paul preached gospel.
然后他后来说，按照肉身来讲，那个我们主耶稣就是他的儿子，按照肉身来讲是大卫的儿子。
It says, in flesh, our Lord Jesus is the son of David.
然后第四节说，他说照着那个灵性来讲，他从死里复活，显明是神的儿子。
And in verse 4, it says, It says he declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead.
所以我在主面前思想的时候，为什么是大卫的儿子？
When I was thinking about it before the Lord, why it says he is the Son of David?
所以主就一这样的一步，慢慢的把一系列的东西给我开启起来。
And the Lord revealed this topic to me.
所以我们看知道这个福音讲的不是别的，而是一个人在荣耀里头。
It talks about a man in the glory.
这个人不是别的，就是我们的主耶稣基督自己。
This man is our Lord Jesus himself.
但不单只是他个人，而且是一个团体的人在荣耀当中。
Not only this individual man, but the corporate man in the glory.
是我们救恩的元帅，要带众子一同进入荣耀当中。
That's the our captain of salvation will bring many saints to the glory.
但是他这个进入荣耀，他是从在地上。做人成为大卫的儿子开始。
And this begins with when our Lord Jesus was on the earth, as a man.
原因就是因为大卫是四千年旧约历史当中是唯一一个寻求并仗着神心意的人。
Because David, throughout the history, David was the only one who was after God's own heart.
这是主神亲自做的见证。
That's God had bear this testimony of. Of David himself.
所以我们主耶稣基督来，那就是那一位照着大卫的样子来，那一位寻求并照着神心意的人。
So our Lord Jesus came as the one who was after God's own heart.
所以我们要从这个过程当中如何看这个人，从道成肉在地上做人，一同进入荣耀。
So we can see how that man enters into the glory.
在这地上的生活当中，我们过去跟大家交通了。父神亲自三次开裂天讲话，来见证爱子是他所喜悦的。
We had talked about two times the totally three times. God the Father had spoken from from open heavens.
Yeah, 我们已经讲了两次。
We already talked about the previous two times.
我们今天要讲第三次。
Today we're going to talk about the third time.
父亲亲自裂天讲话。
The Lord, God the Father, spoken from the from open heavens.
时间允许，我们还可以讲还有一次，就是简单讲一讲。马太还记过一次，就是在预言当中，以赛亚书里头预言当中来见父，借着预言来说他那个爱子是他所喜悦的。
We'll have a fellowship about the first time in the prophecy.
The first time in the prophecy. Yeah. 然后呢，那个我们在马太福音所记载的，就约翰福音，我们所看的这第三次的讲话里头。
In the Gospel of John, we read the third time.
神并没有像前两次那样公明明的讲说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
God the Father didn't clearly declare that.This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased.
但事实上他那个意思就是这样的意思。
But actually, that's what he meant here.
然后呢，这是在什么时候发生的呢？
What did this happen?
是在
When did this happen?
这是在那个逾越节前五天。
That's 5 days prior to the Passover.
当主耶稣基督骑着驴进京的时候。
The Lord Jesus sitting on the colt. Entered into the city of Jerusalem.
当他听见有几个那个希利尼人，就是希腊人来要来见他。
When he heard a few Greeks wanted to see him.
然后呢，他就说，人子得荣耀的时候到了。
And then he said, now this is the hour has come when the Son of God should be glorified.
那个时候呢，他就祷告说，父啊，荣耀你的名。
At that time, our Lord prayed, Father glorify your name.
所以父神就第三次裂天说话。
Then God the Father spoke from that open heaven the third time.
父神所说的话的意思实际上是什么呢？
So what does that mean by speaking from the open heavens?
就是我在你里面已经荣耀了我的名，我还要在你里面再荣耀我的名。
I have glorified my name in you already, and I will glorify in you again.
换句话说，我在你里头已经找到了喜乐，我在你里头还要再继续找到喜乐。
In other words, I already find the joy in you, and I will find the joy in you again.
所以我们那个你说过那个。我们看见这每次当神裂天亲自讲话做为主做见证的时候
we see that every time when God the Father speaks from the open heavens
都给我们的主耶稣基督无论是从预表还是从实际的他所走的路程来讲都是他每一次都给他老上十字架来完成神的救赎带众子进入荣耀有关
every time it pertains to the Lord Jesus withcrucified on the cross and bring many sons to glory.
所以第一次在约旦河里头受浸是做预表的时候。
First time when our Lord Jesus was baptized in Jordan River, that was the sign of his crucifixion.
Yeah, it's a type. 预表。
The type.
Yeah. 然后呢，第二次呢是从他变化上呢要实实在在下来，往耶路撒冷去走上哥哥他的时候。
Second time he came down from the Mount of Transfiguration and went to the Jerusalem to be crucified.
第三次呢是在他实实在在进入耶路撒冷要上十字架的时候。
The third time he went into the city of Jerusalem and was about to be crucified.
所以他那天说，他说人子得荣耀的时候到了。
So that day he said, the hour has come that the Son of God should be glorified.
那他得的荣耀是怎么样的荣耀呢
？What kind of glory is that？
他又是怎么样得到荣耀的呢
？And how did he gain the glory？
这是一个什么时候呢
？And when was that？
然后呢，我们就看。他先是说，他说这是后头他就解释说，我实实在在告诉你，一粒麦子若不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；如果死了，就结出许多的子粒来。
Later on, he said, most assuredly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain.
他说，若人子要从地上被举起来，叫吸引万人归向我。
And he said, if the Son of Man was lifted up from the earth, and it will draw many people to me.
所以第三十三节里头，约翰解释说，这是主要说到他是如何死而说的。
So in verse 33, the Lord says this. He said, signifying by what death he would die.
所以这就是那条，那就是他要怎么样得荣耀，他所得的是什么样的荣耀。
So it talks about. What kind of glory and how he gained this glory?
他所得到的荣耀，就是要借着死而复活，带众子进入荣耀。
This glory, is the glory that through his resurrection he will bring many sons into the glory.
他所进入荣耀的路，就是经过十字架的死而复活。
That way to glory is by resurrection from the crucifixion on the cross.
所以我们接那个交通过，因为如果我们主耶稣就从变化山直接回去。
We had already talked about this. If our Lord came back from the Mount of Transfiguration,
至今他还是父怀里的怀里的独生子。
Up until now, he is still the beloved son in God's
only begotten son.
Only begotten son in God's bosom.
但是因着他上了十字架，从十字架上死而复活，所以今天我们有这么多的儿子一同要被他带入荣耀当中。
But because he was crucified on the cross and was resurrected, today many sons will be brought to the glory.
这就是希伯来书作者告诉我们说，这就是他在看见前途的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受十字架的苦难。
That was the book of Hebrew talk about for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down and at the right hand of the throne of God.
然后他，为什么他又说就是这个时候呢
？Why did he say the hour has come？
你知道主耶稣基督在地上的时候常常讲，他说是我的时候还没到，我的时候还没到。
We know that our Lord Jesus oftentimes he talk about my hour has not yet come.
但是这一次他说我的时候到了。
But this time he said the hour has come.
这是个什么时候呢？
What hour is that?
一方面就这个时间来说，这是那个逾越节到了。
On one hand, that it talks about the that Passover.
那是正月初十，逾越节前五天。
That was January the 10th, 5 days prior to Passover.
我们怎么知道呢？
How do we know that?
因为约翰那个第十二章一节告诉说，前六天他进入了伯大尼。
Because in the book of John, we know that 6 days prior to the Passover.He entered into Bethany.
第二天他骑驴进了耶路撒冷，在众人的簇拥之下进了耶路撒冷。
And the next day, surrounded by the crowd, he entered it.
那第二天当然是当然是前五天了。
And so that is 5 days prior to the Passover.
你记得在出埃及记第十二章里头。
We knew that in Exodus chapter 12.
他说是我们正月十四那天，要让他们黄昏的时候宰杀羔羊。
It talks about in.On January the 14th, in the twilight, they will slay the lamb of Passover.
但是在正月初十要把羊羔羊分别出来。
But on January the 10th, they will separate the lambs for examination.
逾越节前五天。
5 days prior to the Passover.
那个羔羊是要无瑕疵无斑点的。
That lamb has to be without blemish, without spots.
换句话说，这五天干来干什么呢？就是用来检测，第一步检测这个羔羊的确是无斑点、无瑕疵，配得做逾越节羔羊的。
So in other words, in those 5 days, they examine those lambs, and make sure those lambs are blemished, without blemish, without spots, and worthy to be the lamb for the Passover.
所以当他讲这句话的时候，我们就明白了。
So now we understand.
就是当他被作为十字架逾越节的羔羊被实实在在分别出来的时候。
So when he was separated as the lamb of Passover.
从那天开始，他接受方方面面的检验。
From that day on, he.Was examined by many people.
文士、法利赛人、祭司长、那个官长、撒都该人、众人，还有叙利亚党的人，甚至比拉多。
The scribes, the Pharisees, the priests and the governors and the Sadducees and many people.
甚至他们在那个面前，他给他许许多多的诬告给他，但是他却无济于事，因为找不见他任何的罪状。
Even there were many false accusations, but still they cannot find any sin on our Lord Jesus.
所以约翰在约翰那个十八章十九章里头就告诉我们说，比拉多一连三次宣告说，我查不出他有什么罪来。
So in John chapter 18, Pilate had
18 and 19,
Pilate had declared 3 times.I cannot find anything in this man.
你知道主耶稣基督死的时候，比拉多还往上头挂了一个牌子，是叫做这是犹太人的王。然后呢，是用三种文字写的，就是希腊文、希伯来文、希腊文跟罗马文。
So there was a plate on above the head of our Lord Jesus. It says the King of the Jews.In 3 languages, Greeks, Jewish, and Roman.
所以这是告诉我们说，比拉多的三次宣告也是同样的道理。他向三个世界，向犹太的宗教世界，向希腊的文化世界，向罗马的帝国的政治军事世界宣告，耶稣基督配得做逾越节的羔羊来替人赎罪。
So three words, the word of religious, the word of Greek cultures, and the word of Romans politics and military, the Pilate declared 3 times that our Lord has no sin.
这就是那个时候。
That is the hour.
第二个方面，另外一个方面，因为看见这个条件也满足了。
So we know that all the requirements have been fulfilled.
你知道他在大祭司面前受审判的时候，大祭司怎么样说？说你岂不知以人为通过是 大家就不用死了吗？
So when the high priest says, nor do you consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and not that the whole nation should perish.
所以他死了是为了犹太人。
So he died for the Jews.
而且那外邦人希腊人也来了。
And at that time, Greeks, the Gentiles, they came also.
所以他不但是以色列的荣耀，他也是照亮外邦人的光。
Not only was he the glory of Israel, he is also a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles.
所以我们清清楚楚看见主耶稣就在这明明的圣经告诉我们说，主耶稣配得做逾越节的羔羊，在向着三个世界来替他们赎罪。
So now we know that our Lord is worthy to be the Lamb that bear the sin of all those three worlds.
所以这个不单是他自己得荣耀的路，也是我们每个人得荣耀的路。
This is a way that not only for our Lord Jesus to gain the glory, also for each one of us.
但是他我们刚刚读他的话接着跟我们说，他说人要服侍我，就得跟从我。我在哪里，他们也要在哪里。
So it continued, if anyone serves me.He should follow me, and where I am, he will be there with me.
保罗告诉我们说，我们若与他同死，我们必与他同活。
And Paul says, if we died with him, we believe that we shall also live with him.
我们与他一同受苦，也将来必他一同得荣耀。
If indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together.
这是唯一的路，没有第二条路。
This is the only way. There's no other way.
他不但宣告说这个时候到了。
Not only does our Lord Jesus declare the hour has come.
他还是说我原是为这时候这个时候来的。
He also said, I came for this purpose.
你说二十七节他这个翻译我们这个中文翻译他那个语言那个感觉上翻译不出来。
In verse 27, the Chinese translation didn't translate it correctly.
你知道谁愿意受死受辱受死呢？
So, who wanted to be tortured?
谁愿意受人的凌辱折磨呢？
Who wanted to suffer?
谁愿意那个承担许许多的罪污呢？
Who wanted to bear all those sins?
谁愿意为人死，而且是为罪人死呢？
Who wanted to die for sinners?
尤其是这位神公义的儿子。
Especially this righteous son of God.
他能够背负世人的罪。
He can bear the sins of the world.
替我们受凌辱受死。
He can be tortured and suffer for us.
所以保罗告诉我们说，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候，他就为我们死了。
So Paul said, only Jesus, when while we were still sinners, he died for us.
神的爱再次就显明，向我们显明了。
So God demonstrates His own love toward us.
在这，谁愿意给他做最亲爱的分开呢
？Who wanted to be separated from His beloved?
爱子从永世到永世没给父分开过。
The beloved son was has never been separated from the beginning from the beginning.
但是在他那个上十字架从中午十二点到下午三点的三个小时当中，他跟他的父分开了。
So we know that on the cross from noon to three p.m. he was separated from God.
那三个小时对他来讲就如同永世那样长。
That 3 hours was like eternity for him.
所以他痛苦地呼喊说：“我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我
？”So he cried out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
面对那个所遭这些，他不但那个定义说他要去。
Not only that, he determined to go.
我们刚才说过，这个我们那个二十七节那句话，他那个语义赶不上去。
So in verse 27 didn't translate it correctly.
So 我们中文那个翻译他说是救我脱离这个时候。
In Chinese it says deliver me from this hour.
那好像是个句号。
Looks like it is a period.
但是你知道希腊文那个时候就不同咱们中国的古汉语一样，他们不带标点符号的。
Actually in Greek it's like Asian Chinese, there was no period here.
你知道按读了上下文的话，你知道那个地方应该是一个问号。
Actually, that is a question mark.
你知道那个中文的新译本就完成了翻成了问句。
So in the new translation, the Chinese version is it translated to a question mark.
Yeah. 那个许多的英文的版本呢，也翻成了那个那个问句。
Many,
比如《杨子里头》就这样翻的。
Many English versions it was translated to question mark as well, like Yang's literal translation.
如果把这个翻的稍微更准确呢，应该怎么样翻呢
？So accurately, it should be like this.
他应该这样，他说是是我，不是我心里现在，我现在心里忧愁，我说什么才好呢？
Now my soul is troubled. What shall I say?
难道说父啊，救我脱离这个时候吗
？Should I say, Father, save me from this hour?
然而不可以这样的。
But it cannot be.
我原是，因为我原是为着这个时候来的。
Because I came for this purpose.
那就是他面对那个羞辱的时候，极大的凌辱的时候，他从却不逃避。
That is when. He faced the great shame, the great disgrace, but he didn't escape.
所以他为，因为他是为着这个时候来的。
Because he came for this hour.
每一个愿意跟随主到底的人，也是同样的，我们是为着那个时候来而来的。
So everyone who is willing to follow the Lord, we also came for the hour.
地上的任何东西都不能阻挡我们，让我们去逃离。
Nothing in this world can prevent us from following him to escape.
但是在我们在肉身当中地上活着的时候，会有许多的软弱与失败。
But when we live on this earth, we have many weaknesses and failure.
我好像不知道跟大家交通没？因为我很多年，因为在生活上的非常的艰难，极大的艰难。我曾试图逃到加拿大去。
Many years ago, when I encountered great difficulties in my life, I wanted to flee to Canada.
结果神堵绝了我所有的路。
But God had thwarted all my ways.
挫败了我所有的企图。
He had thwarted all my attempts to escape.
我那个时候还觉得。当明白的是主的手在做这些事以后，我心里觉得实在是羞的、羞辱的、羞耻的，觉得无地自容。
When I understood that that's the Lord's hand that was the Lord's hand that was preventing me from escaping, I was very ashamed, very much ashamed.
感觉可能我是唯一的一个逃兵。
I felt like I might be the only deserter.
但后来我听江弟兄讲道。
And but afterwards, when I heard our brother brother Kong preaching,
他说他在遇到那些事上遇到很大艰难的时候，他也多次企图逃跑。
When he encountered many difficulties, many often times he wanted to escape.
但是主不许可。
But the Lord didn't allow him.
所以跟我也很大的安慰。
And I was comforted.
所以我不但不是第一个企图跑的人。
I was not the first one who wanted to escape.
不是唯一一个。
I was not the only one.
也不会是最后一个。
And I will not be the last one.
但是我们感谢主。
Thank
you. 如果我们有心愿意跟随他，他就不许可那样的事情发生。
If we are willing to follow him, he will not allow us to escape.
更好的是，我们就绝不逃避。
So even better that we will never escape.
为着他，我们上掉了魂，我们就要得着我们的生命，在永生。
For him, if we lose our soul life, we will gain the eternal life.
我们跟大家交通过，就是基督十字架永远是基督的标志。
So we have fellowship. This fellowship, cross is the mark of Christ.
你知道斯派克弟兄，我借用斯派克弟兄的话，斯派克弟兄他这样说：“他说，我们绝不会看见宝座中央没有像被杀过的羔羊。”
Austin Sparks has said, "We never see the throne apart from the Lamb in the midst thereof, as though it had been slain."
你知道我们那个生的那个不信的多马呀？
We all know that the doubting Thomas.
等他把他的指头探到主钉痕的手上的时候。
When he put his hands into the print of the nailed pierced hand,
然后呢，把他的手在探进主耶稣错穿的肋旁的时候，
when he put his hands into the Lord's side,
他不得不说我的主，我的神。
He had to say, "My God, my Lord, my God."
你知道，像这样的人有可能吗？他为主最后，历史告诉我们说他被枪刺穿，在印度为主殉道。
Do you think, for people like him, do you think it is possible that when he was in India, he was speared to death?
这是一个眼见为实的人。
For him, seeing is believing.
但是主耶稣告诉我们说
，But the Lord Jesus told us,
我们没看见就信了，就有福了。
For us who have not seen and yet have believed, we are blessed.
所以我们说。只有十字架是让我们认识基督的唯一标志。
So we know that only through a cross we can know our Lord Jesus.
多马不是唯一一个凭十字架认识基督的人。
Thomas was not the only one who knew our Lord Jesus through the cross.
你知道，在主耶稣基督还在地上的时候，很多人都这样，包括门徒、众人都是希望有一个那个没有十字架的基督。
So when our Lord Jesus was on the earth, many people, including his disciples, wanted a Christ without cross.
主常常多次地跟他们提出说，他要被钉死在十字架上，三天后复活。
So our Lord Jesus had mentioned many times he will be crucified on the cross and resurrected on the third day.
但是你真是感觉我们主是在对牛弹琴呢、啊。
We know that our Lord Jesus was talking to people who don't understand at all.
即便是像彼得这样的人，在一刹那的光中看见说啊，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Even if for Peter, he saw that our Lord is the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
反正他们的行为告诉我们说，这些东西对他们没有留下深刻印象。
But by their deeds, we know that they had no impression about this.
只有当我们的主耶稣被钉上十字架的时候
，Only when our Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross.
就像他所说的，当人子，当你们举起人子以后，必知道我是基督。
When you lifted up the Son of God, you will know I am a.The Christ.
我若被从地上被举起来，叫吸引万人归向我。
If I were lifted up from the earth, I will draw many peoples to me.
所以离开了十字架，我们永远不会认识基督。
So apart from cross, we will never know Christ.
今天也是一样，如果我们跟随羔羊，身上没有十字架的印记，我们根本让人看不出我们是跟随羔羊的人。
So today, when we follow the Lamb, if we don't have cross as a mark on us, we don't actually know how to follow Christ.
当他被钉上十字架的时候
，When he was crucified on the cross,
他也是把这个世界的王被赶出去的。这个世界的王被赶出去的时候
，He also cast out the ruler of the world.
你知道那个当父讲话的时候。
You know that when God the Father spoke,
然后呢，有人说打雷了。
Many people said it had thundered.
但是主说这是为着你们的。
But Lord Jesus said this, the voice was came for your sake.
现在这个世界受到审判，这世界的王要被赶出去了。
So now the world was judged, and the ruler of the world will be cast out.
就是这个世界的王不是别的，就是那恶者。
The ruler of the world is that evil one.
那就篡权者撒旦，用全世界都握在他的手下。
The usurper Satan, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one.
当我们主耶稣基督在地上从约旦河里出来的时候，魔鬼三次试探他的时候，其中有一次就说是你若拜我，我就把这些东西全给你，因为这原是交托给我的。
When our Lord Jesus was tempted by Satan after he was baptized in Jordan River, Satan has said, "All this authority I will give you, and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I will give it to whomever I wish."
Yeah, 让我们怎么想问题？我想给谁就给谁。
I will give it to whomever I wish.
你主耶稣并没有否认他。
Because the Lord Jesus didn't deny his declaration.
虽然他是个篡权者。
Although he is a usurper.
这主耶稣就能并没有给他否认他那个对这个世界拥有权柄。
But our Lord didn't deny his authority for this world.
那个权柄这个词的希腊文是那个 exousia。
Authority in Greek is exousia.
有些英文版本把它翻成 power 全能。
Some English versions are translated to power.
有些翻译成权柄 authority.
Some authority.
斯派克弟兄说，他说。比较准确的翻译应该是 jurisdiction， 就是司法管辖权。
Austin Spark says, it more accurately, it should be translated to jurisdiction.
那个魔鬼呢，对这个世界拥有司法管辖权。
So, Satan has jurisdiction, to this world.
尤其是在这个堕落的人里面。
Especially in the fallen human being.
他管辖了这个整个的这个堕落的世界，因为人是人把这个权柄拱手让给卖给他的。
Because man lost his authority, so Satan has the jurisdiction to the world.
当我们的主耶稣基督钉死走上十字架的时候
，When our Lord Jesus was on the cross,
他作为末后的亚当。
As the last Adam,
他把国魔撒旦自己他的国度他所有的权柄一同在这十字架上接受了审判。
He brought Satan and his kingdom and all the authority to the judgment.
就如同创世纪第二章所见，他在耶路撒冷那个城外的十字架上，他打破了仇敌家长的头。
Just as in Genesis chapter 3, it talks about he.Crushed the head of the Satan of Satan.
Yeah. 然后呢，也如同你看大卫，当他打死哥利亚的时候呢，结果他把哥利亚的头给带到耶路撒冷。
So it's we know that after David killed the giant Goliath.
Goliath,
and he brought his head to Jerusalem.
因为在那里要注册说他的国度他的权柄他的国度要整个彻底的倾覆。
So, that means the whole world, the whole kingdom was overturned.
Yeah, 我们以前给大家交通过大卫那个时候那个耶路撒冷还是在耶布斯人手中的。
So we know that at that time, Jerusalem was still in the hands of,
Jebusite.你说还没有人知道耶路撒冷是神所拣选那个城的。
So he knew that Jerusalem was the chosen city of God.
但是大卫知道。
So David knew that.
所以主耶稣基督在加略的十字架上，彻底的清除了仇敌及他的权柄，把所有的权势都夺回来，来归给神。
So on the cross in Golgotha, our Lord Jesus had overturned all the authority of Satan.And brought the authority to God.
你知道，当神那个讲话的时候，直到这个时候，再往后的时候，我们再看不见神怎么样讲话了。
So after that, we didn't see God the Father spoke.
甚至在克西马尼园，他那个祷告的时候，汗水如血滴那样滴下来，但是我们也看见神讲话。
Even in the Garden of Gethsemane.We knew that he prayed with great drops of with sweat like great drops of blood falling down to the ground, but we still didn't see God the Father spoke.
虽然他派着天使来给他加添力量，但是神没有看见讲话。
We know that the angel came down to help him to strengthen him, but we still didn't see God the Father spoke.
当他那个被戴上荆棘的冠冕，被人吐唾沫在脸上，用拳头打，用铁带铁钩子的那个鞭子鞭打，甚至最后背上十字架上哥哥他钉死在十字架上的时候，我没看见父在讲一句话。
When he was put on the crown of cross and was spat on, was struck, was scourged by whips with hooks, and was forced to carry the cross to Golgotha.And was crucified on the cross. We still didn't see God the Father spoke.
他跟他的父从来没有分开过。
He was never separated from God the Father.
你知道他在十字架上一共六个小时。
He was on the cross for 6 hours.
从上午九点一直到下午三点。
From 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
在前三个小时里头，他还是跟他的父有亲密的交通的。
In the first 3 hours, he still had fellowship with his father.
因为他称我父啊。
Because he said, "My father."
比如说他钉十字架，他说父啊，赦免他们，他们所做的不晓，他们自己不晓得。
For example, he said, "Father." Forgive him because they don't know what they are doing.
但是后，因为他的三个前三个小时，他还是站在神子的地位上，受人羞辱，受人恨恶、凌辱。
So in the first 3 hours, he as a son of man,
son of God,
son of God, he was tortured. He was tortured by man.
但是后三个小时，他是站在人的地位上，人子的地位上。来受神的审判。
So at the last 3 hours, he as a son of man, he was judged by God.
那个时候遍地黑暗。
At that time, darkness was all over the land.
那个时候他再不能称他说我的父啊，我的父啊。
So at that time, he cannot say my father, my father.
他是在说我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
He cried out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
我们有没有听见这个背后的声音？
Did we hear the voice in the back?
我们有没有明白这背后的意思？
Do we know the underlying means?
当我们说到我们主在主耶稣就在克西马尼园的祷告的时候，有人我们听人说主耶稣软弱了，害怕了。
When we talk about the prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. Some people say our Lord Jesus was weak and he was afraid.
我知道，像很多人还会这样认为的，还是这样认为的。
Even to today, I know many people thought so.
你知道，我从前也是这样认为的。
Before I thought so as well.
他真的是软弱了吗？真的是害怕了吗？
Was he really weak and was he really afraid?
有些弟兄姊妹听过我自己的这个小小的故事。
Many brothers and sisters heard this testimony. Heard my testimony before.
这是很多年前，大概我受浸一两年以后的事情。
Many years ago, was about 1 to 2 years after I was baptized.
我在那个记不清，我已经记不清是上班还是下班。我在I-5 那高速公路开车。
I don't remember that when I was on my way to work or on my way to home. I was driving on the highway I-5.
忽然间有一句话进到了我的心里。
Suddenly one word came to me.
我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
我立刻那个泪如泉涌。
And I was in tears.
整个前头视线模糊。
I cannot see clearly.
感谢主没出车祸。
Thank God.
否则你今天倒是看不见我了。
Thanks the Lord, I didn't suffer a car crash.
那句话解开了我心中的难题。
That word solved my problem.
其实如果你是有一个有洁癖的人。
First, if you are very neat and tidy.
如果像跟我这样那个不修边幅的人住在一起，你怎么忍受？
If you live with people like me, people messy like me, how can you bear with me?
何况是神圣洁公义的儿子。
How about the righteous and holy Son of God?
他要背负古今中外全人类的罪。
He had to bear all the sins from all the sins of the world from the beginning.
他怎么忍受得了？
How can he bear?
第二方面。
Secondly.
我们没有听见神讲话。
We didn't hear God the Father speak.
他不愿意跟他的父分开。
He didn't want to be separated from God the Father.
但是那三个小时为了你我。他跟他亲爱的父亲分开了。
But that 3 hours for you and me, he was separated from his father.
就像斯派克弟兄说的，那一段时间就如同永世一样长。
those 3 hours was like in eternity for him.
所以他明明知道他被神弃绝。
He knew that he was forsaken by God.
父亲不单那个不看他的儿子。
Not only did God the Father not see him, not see his son.
他也才看不下去他的儿子背负着所有的人的罪孽，然后无耻羞辱痛苦的被钉死在十字架上。
He cannot see his son die this shameful anguish death.
我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
my God, why have you forsaken me?
那是原因。为了你跟我的罪，他不得不跟他的父分开。
For the sin of you and me, he had to be separate from God.
我们怎敢不感谢他？
How can we not give thanks to him?
还有一点时间，我们交通还有一次记载是在马太十二章，我们看马太十二章十五到二十一节。
Also, the fourth time that was recorded in Matthew chapter 12.Verse 15 to 21.
这是讲到在以赛亚书四十二章里头所记载的。
It was a prophecy in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 1 to 4.
Yeah, 在这个地方告诉我们说，我们主耶稣基督他不惊正不喧哗，在街上也听不见人的声音，他要将他的灵他是神所心爱的，心里所喜悦的，他要将他的灵赐给他，必将公义传于万邦。有外邦人也要仰望他的名。
Here it says, our Lord Jesus is a beloved in whom God's soul is well pleased, and God will put His Spirit upon him, and He will declare justice to the Gentiles. He will not quarrel nor cry out, nor will anyone hear His voice in the streets.
Yeah. 然后这是那个。马太记载说主在地上的生活正服侍应验了在此七百多年前先知以赛亚的预言。
Here Matthew prophesied Matthew prophesied our Lord Jesus when he lived on this earth, he fulfilled the prophecy the book of Isaiah.
神在那里亲自就这预约宣告说，他神主耶稣的他所拣选、所亲爱、心里所喜悦的。
God said, our Lord Jesus was the one whom He chose.
他这次的那个预言的宣告，跟我们刚刚读的第三次很吻合的。
This prophecy was This prophecy matched the previous three prophecies.
因为第三次是讲当主耶稣听说外邦人有希腊人来看他的时候。
Because the third time we knew that when the Lord Jesus said when those Greeks wanted to see him.
在这里头呢，预言说，他说他要将公义传于外邦，是外邦人外邦要仰望他的名。
Over here it says.He will declare justice to the Gentiles, and in His name, Gentiles will trust.
你知道我们主耶稣基督他在地上的时候，道成肉身的时候，他是一个犹太人。
We know our Lord Jesus when He was on the earth, He was a Jew.
当他从死里复活以后，他不再属于任何一个族类。
When He was resurrected from death, He no longer belonged to any nations.
他不再是犹太人。
He was no longer Jew.
他不属于地上任何一个民族。
He does not belong to any nations on earth.
他是一个完全全新的族类。
He is a new creation.
包括所有的人族类。也包括所有的族类在内，就是如果当我们蒙恩得救以后，包括所有的族类。
Including all nations.
所以这是那个。保罗所告诉我们说，因为在基督里，不分希腊人、犹太人、受礼的、受割礼的、未受割礼的、外邦人、西古提人、为奴的、自主的，唯有基督是一切，又在一切之内。
So Paul has said, there is neither Greek or Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, But Christ in all and in, is all and in all.
所以教会不能按国家或者国籍那个民族来分类。
So church cannot be classified according to nation or country.
因为不分希利尼人或犹太人。
Because neither Greek or Jew.
也不是按宗教礼仪来划分的。
Also, it cannot be classified according to religions.
因为不分受隔离的或者未受隔离的。
Because neither circumcised nor uncircumcised.
也不是按文明或者社会地位、文明程度或者社会地位划分的。
Not according to culture or social class.
因为不分化外人、西古提人、为奴的、自主的。
Because barbarian, sin, slave, or nor free.
唯有基督是一切，又在一切之内。
But Christ is in, is all and in all.
所以，这就是教会。
So this is church.
所以我用斯派克弟兄的话这样说。
So according to Brother Austin Spark,
他说：“若不招此行，就是贬低基督、分裂基督、限制基督。”
If we do not do according to this, to do otherwise is to lower Christ, to divide Christ, and to limit Christ.
当基督的身体被建造起来的时候
，When the body of Christ was built up.
当众子都一同在基督里进入荣耀的时候
，When many saints was were brought into glory.
那就是父的心完全在得到满足的时候。
That was when the heart of God the Father was fully satisfied.
这是在预言里头所讲的话。
It was that was in the prophecy.
你知道我们主耶稣基督怎么样讲吗？他说对犹太人说：“你们读圣经以为里头有永生，为我做见证的就是这经。”
Our Lord Jesus has said, "You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life."And these are they which testify of me.
你知道那个约翰怎么样讲？他说预言的灵就是耶稣的见证。
We know that John has said the testimony of Jesus is a spirit of a prophecy.
什么是见证呢？
What is testimony?
见证简单的说就是把你所听见、所看见的给证明出来。
That is to bear witnesses.To what you have seen, what you have heard.
就如同使徒约翰所说的，就是约翰便将神的道和耶稣的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来，这就是见证。简单说。
So John said, he bore witnesses to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ to all things that he saw.
你说斯巴克这就讲，他说是宇宙最终极的问题，也是我们见证最终极的问题是什么呢？就是主耶稣基督在宇宙当中，在每一件事情上，他有一个绝对的主权 ，absolute rights.
So our brother Austin Spark said the ultimate issue of the universe was that.Our Lord Jesus Christ had the absolute right over the universe.
教会作为基督的身体，就是在见证基督是他的头。
So, the testimony of the church is that Jesus Christ is the head.
他是他荣耀的丰满。
And Christ is the fullness of the glory of the church is the fullness of glory of Christ.
但是就是在地上的见证来讲。
But talking about the testimony on the earth of the of church.
但是在量上我们可能达到那个丰满。
In quantity we cannot reach that fullness.
但是在质上是要具有那个丰满的。
But in quality we can reach that fullness.
Yeah. 我记得很多年前那个年长弟兄带着我们的时候他这样给我们解释这件事情。
I remember years ago, our elder brothers, he had said this.
他说你比如说从大海里头舀一杯水出来。
It's like if you wanna obtain a cup of water from the ocean.
他绝赶不上大海的浩瀚。
It cannot compare to the vast of the ocean.
但是海水就是每一个元素都在那杯子里头。
Every element of the ocean, is in that cup.
这就是那个见证的丰满。
That is the fullness of the testimony.
预言的灵就是耶稣的见证。
The testimony of Jesus is a spirit of prophecy.
愿主恩待我们，我们切不可像犹太人那样，只读得圣经，却不到他那儿来得生命。
May the Lord have mercy on us. We cannot be like the Jews. We only read the scriptures, but we do not want to come to Jesus that we should have life.
我们的主，我们的父神，一次再一次的来宣告说，爱子是他心中所喜悦的。
God the Father had declared many times that our Lord is the beloved Son in whom He was well pleased.
换句话说，除了爱子，没有什么东西，没有什么人可以使神的心欢喜满足的。
In other words, apart from the beloved Son, nothing can satisfy the heart of the Father.
唯有爱子才能让神的心满足。
Only the beloved Son can satisfy God's heart.
在我们的实际的生活跟见证实服事当中。
In our daily life and service,
我们常常说我们软弱，我们失败。
Oftentimes we say we are weak and we had failed.
为什么呢
？Why？
你知道，在尼希米书八章十节，他这样说：说我们把它直译出来，就是耶和华的喜乐是你们的力量。
In the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, verse 10, it says, "The joy of the Lord is your strength."
耶和华的喜乐是你们的力量。
The joy of Jehovah is your strength.
谁是耶和华的喜乐呢
？Who is the joy of Jehovah?
他的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督自己。
His beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Himself.
如果我们的生活满了主耶稣基督
，If our Lord was full of our Lord Jesus,
满满的彰显的主耶稣基督
，If our life was filled by the Lord Jesus,
哪里还有软弱失败呢
？Where there will be weaknesses and failures.
这就是我们在地上生活是不是软弱的秘诀
？That's the secret for us to live on the earth.
保罗说：“不再是我，乃是基督。”
Paul has said, "It is no longer I, but Christ who lives in me."
你记得我给大家最后讲一个故事。
I want to tell a story.
你知道我们知道在这是一个真实的故事。
It is a true story.
这是在那个49年那个中国大陆的那个政局变革以后。
That was in 1949 when the political situation has changed in China.
一位老弟兄，因为他害怕自己因着自己的软弱挺不过去，来羞辱主的名。
And an elder brother, because of his weaknesses, and he was afraid that he may not sustain those persecution.
所以他就咨询了短见。
So he committed suicide.
结果他到主那以后，主就问他说：“你时候还没到，你怎么跑来了呢
？”So when he saw the Lord, the Lord said to him, "So your time has not come. Why are you here?"
对，他就把事情告诉主，说他害怕他羞辱主的名。
So he said, I'm afraid of shaming, put your name under a shame.
主说不可以，你必须再回去。
The Lord said, "No, you have to go back."
结果当家人还在为着他的突如其来的死亡来嚎啕痛哭的时候，他起来了。
So when the family was mourning over his death, and he arose.
从那时候开始，无论遇到什么事情，他再无所畏惧。
From then on, no matter how difficult, he will never draw back.
因为他见过了他的主。
Because he has seen the Lord.
他知道他所遭遇的一切，都是为要让他这只不过是地上自沾自净的苦楚，我要为他成就那个极种永远无比的荣耀。
Because he knew that those are only light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for a far more glory.
你看这样的见证也成为我们的激励。
May this testimony can be an encouragement for us.
让我们在地上也是满有能力成为主耶稣基督的见证人。
So we can be full of strength, so we can be the witnesses on the earth for our Lord.
我们再有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把这句话在仰望的你恩典的手中。
Lord, we put these words on your hands.
主啊，愿你赐这句话是我们有回头的亮光。
May you give light to us.
愿你自己在我们生活的方方面面被人看见，被彰显出来。
May you be seen in our daily life, in every aspect of our life.
愿十字架的见证在我们身上是如此的真实。
May the testimony of a cross on us is true.
让我们在地上能够真正成为你自己的见证人。
So we can be your witnesses on the earth.
愿你因着你自己旨意的缘故恩待你自己的家。
May you grant mercy to your home according to your will.
恩待你自己的百姓。
And grant mercy to your own people.
用你那胜过死亡和一切权势的复活大能来举起我们。
By the power of resurrection, you can lift us up.
让我们在地上为你而生活。
So we can live for you on this earth.
我们把感谢都来归给你。
We give you all the praise and thanks.
奉靠主耶稣圣名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.